All right, ladies and gentlemen, today we have a very special guest here in the Conscience of Kansas radio program. It is Charisse Parviz from Restrained No More. You can find her website at www.restrainednomore.com. And Charisse, we'd like to welcome you to the Conscience of Kansas radio program.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Paul. I appreciate it.
Well, you know, it's our pleasure to do so. We've been playing several of your characters on the Conscience of Kansas radio program. I think we started out with Maid Marian, and we've kind of rotated to Rhonda on her soap box, and people just are just loving it up, eating it up here in Kansas. And I wanted to ask you, how did you get involved with all the work that you're doing?
Well, after I became a mother, I started getting very involved with politics, because, you know, once you become a parent, your whole perspective changes in life, you know. And I started getting pretty heavy into politics, but I'm an actress, and that's something I love to do, and I've been doing forever, it seems like. And I live in Hollywood, and I was just having a real hard time, very frustrated with just the one-sidedness, that mindset that's in, you know, L.A. And then before the elections, I was just so frustrated with the media and how biased they were, and still continue to be so. But so I started really just by just venting my own frustrations of just what was going on in the world and in our government and in the campaigns, and it just drove me crazy. And so I decided just to start venting on YouTube. And but as I did so, which I did with two videos just off my webcam, just put them out there, people just started responding. And I realized, wow, I really am enjoying just speaking my mind and using, you know, what I love to do, which is acting, and be able to get political as well. And so kind of just grew from there.
Wow. Well, that's very excellent. You know, and there's several topics to talk about. Of course, we would start with the undeniable truths, and that's, Charisse, that I myself am a very beautiful man. And all of our radio listeners tell us, and my radio voice is sort of a seductive river that runs down the radio airways. And while we like to surround ourselves with beautiful people, when we have someone like you coming in the Conscience of Kansas, you raise the bar way up there. And we talked about it last week, in that there are two kinds of beauty. There's the physical beauty, and all these thousands upon thousands of young, healthy wildcats here at Kansas State University are hitting me with the emails like, where'd you meet this lady? But then they start really listening to the message behind that, and that's the second beauty. I think the more important beauty is the message that you bring. You really bring these strong conservative values, and your different characters that you come into, that you come in and really embody, is bringing, you know, serious messages along with the humor. And what has been the response that you get from people to all these satirical work that you do?
Yeah, it's mixed. Well, I primarily get a lot of support, I have to say. Everyone really, even the conservative Christian, which I am one, although some people go, you are? And I go, yes, I am, actually. But, they're very supportive. My work, I kind of get on both sides, the very, very conservative people, because some of my videos are a little on the edgy side. They go, you know, they're a little offended by it. And then, of course, I get bashed by the liberals. But for the most part, most people are very, very supportive. To see the humor for what it is, you know, like I said, you know, take the message seriously, but the messenger not so seriously, you know, but the message takes seriously. And so most really do understand that it is satire. It isn't supposed to be taken too seriously, you know, how I'm delivering. And so really it's been very supportive. There's just been a few here and there on the conservative side that, won't post my videos, or won't, you know, look at them, or kind of question my, you know, moral behavior or what have you. And that's okay. You know, for me, it's about when I develop my ideas, they just kind of start to develop on their own. And for me, I pray about things. And I, you know, I hope that's okay to say on your show.
Absolutely.
I do. And when if I feel convicted that what I'm doing is the right thing to get a message out, then I go with it. And if not, then I don't. And so as long as I know in my heart that I'm okay, that God is okay with what I'm doing, then that's what I follow.
Well, absolutely. And, of course, we follow that example as well. And one of the things I think that conservatives do, the ones that are successful in getting their message out, and to me, you know, the whole idea is that conservative values – the ideas of God, family, country, they are superior values. And if they are disseminated out to the people in a way they can understand and relate to, that they win. And so part of that is, I think, the ability to get that message out where they can understand it. And humor is a wonderful tool. You know, people gravitate naturally to humor. And it helps, I think, in some ways. You can tell me if you agree with this, but, you know, when you have some medicine that needs to get out to the American people, some serious issues that are going to be contentious, if you can get their attention by something that is comical, something maybe that they can look at and say, yeah, I understand it. I can identify with that, that it makes the issue itself a lot easier to get out to people. Does that make any sense?
Oh, absolutely. I totally agree. You know, one of the things I want to do with my videos, or that one of the goals was not just to preach to the choir, so to speak, in that I've gotten a lot of people who did vote for Obama, or who are kind of on the, you know, left side, come over and communicate with me through, you know, personal messages or email. And I actually got invited on YouTube to be their first conservative friends. And so they actually stick around to watch my videos and start to think about what I'm saying. And so, you know, my thing is that I don't want to beat my chest. I don't want to rant and turn people off. I want people to listen. And you're right. I think humor is a huge part of that. It's just getting people to listen and learn something while having a good laugh.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're speaking to Sharice Parviz from Restrain No More. She has several different locations. You can find her work. You can go to www.restrainnomore.com. You can go to www.shariceparviz.com. And for those that are spelling challenged and have had to deal with the last name of Ibbotson all the time on our show, Sharice is
SHARISEPARVIZ.com.
You put those two together and wonderful things happen. You can see a showcase of her work. You can read her bio, get to learn a little bit more about her. And, you know, Sharice, you've got this film company you've put together, Fantasy Films. And has that been a way to help you continue the work that you're doing?
It has. One of the reasons why I decided to start my own film company is because of the way things are in Hollywood, which I think everybody pretty much, you know, can see that, especially after the Oscars with Sean Penn and and his little speech there. But, you know, it's just throughout Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of work that I turned down and didn't please my agent too much, but because it didn't fit into my beliefs or what my standards were. And so I thought, you know, actually it was my husband and I together, I said, you know, I love what I do, but I have to do it my way. And I'm kind of a control freak. And so I thought, I want to produce my own work. I want to do work that I can be proud of, that I have creative control in. So we started this company, and it's growing. My goal is to kind of build a family, you know, a family of, you know, director, photographer, writers, you know, people who work together, and we can work on different projects together. I have two films that are in pre-production right now.
Wow.
And so hopefully within the next year, those will start to come to fruition. Mm-hmm. And so I'm looking forward to that. Where I really want to start going is just really producing good, you know, American, you know, value films. And, you know, there's not, you know, there's a real need for that. And there's a real, you know, you can see that in the box offices. Because I'll tell you, when Hollywood does put out one of those films, you know, the public goes crazy. They sell tickets like nothing. I mean, it's just everywhere. But, you know, for whatever reason, I think there's an agenda that is in Hollywood that is beyond, you know, wanting to make money. And I think it's an agenda that's trying to be pushed down our kids' throats and our throats. And so they stop making these wonderful, you know, family movies or just conservative value movies, and which is why I love, like, Clint Eastwood, you know, and
right.
He speaks out, and it's great. Gary Sinise, wonderful, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's my goal, is to start building a strong production company, film company, that I can produce works that Americans can be proud of, that are pro-America, mm-hmm, family, and, you know, encourage us and the ways that we are, encourage American values.
Well, I think that's a wonderful thing. And, you know, you're not alone. A lot of times when we look, especially here in Kansas and the heartland, we get sort of a warped view of Hollywood. And you're right, inaccurate with saying that there is, you know, a tremendous left slant there. There's a push to create a lot of things in Hollywood, movie-wise, that are really a break from conservative values. But there are a lot of good conservatives in Hollywood. And I was amazed, you know, last week we had Evan and say it on here. And of course, we had Myrna Sokoloff and all the American Carol people on talking about their movie, and they were echoing the same frustrations that you're talking about. They were talking about the same kind of goals, and they were facing somewhat of that same uphill battle to really have a voice in Hollywood that is conservative, that wants to create those movies. The good part about it is, and I echoes again what you were saying, once a pro-American conservative movies are made, then the country as a whole responds to it, because the country as a whole wants that kind of a product out there. And then the free market just works for you. It's getting past all of the barriers, I think, that are kind of laid out there in Hollywood, the resistance that's there, the media that may not be friendly to that message as well, that has to be gotten past. And so, you know, we were very excited about American Carol when it came out, because we liked the idea, and we championed what they were doing. And we've had many other things that have kind of gone in that direction. And I hope there's a time when we see more of that. You know, we get away from these American bashing, military bashing movies that come out. And so you're taking great steps in that direction. And I hope as you do it, you never lose your humor, this ability, because I tell you what, that to me is what draws people in. And we kind of joke around about, you know, the beauty and all that, which is real. But people here on the Conscience of Kansas, they enjoy the comedic flair that you have. They enjoy, you know, Rhonda getting out. And I think they do it because I think there's a Rhonda on just about every corner here in Kansas and in the heartland. You know, we have folks that are
everywhere.
Absolutely. A plain spoken gal that will tell you what she's feeling from the heart, whether you like it or not. And so, you know, that is something that, again, people are drawn to because they identify with. And once you've done that, then if your message is good, you've done it, because you've got people locked in. So it's a wonderful thing. And folks, you can see Charisse's videos on several different locations. We now have an expose of all things Restrained No More at our master website of Superior Conservative Values at www.ibbotsonusa.com. But you can also find and friend up with Charisse if you make the cut at MySpace at www.myspace.com/Charisse Parvis. You can also go to YouTube at youtube.com/Charisse Parvis. And again, you can go to www.restrainnomore.com. We have all those links up at ibbotsonusa.com for our viewers and listeners' pleasure. We are videotaping a little bit of our stuff in here. We're going to run through cable and all the outlets that the Conscience of Kansas program has played. And Charisse, we really appreciate your time to come on here and talk to our folks.
Oh, because I've been listening to it and I really appreciate it. I've enjoyed it tremendously. So thank you so much. I really do appreciate it.
Well, you're very welcome. And once again, like I said, you know, we surround ourselves with deep thinkers and beautiful people, because it all makes me look good here on my program. And so you're helping me as much. And that's the way the conservative effort works. And I've talked about it before. When you're successful in Hollywood with the conservative message, I'm winning over here in Kansas. It's not a deal. And we see this with liberals a lot of times, that they see their success coming only to the failure of other people. And that's not the way I believe the conservative battle needs to be, that we work together, and that one victory is a victory for someone else. And so we want you to be successful in what you're doing, because it's our success back here in Kansas. And so it's a wonderful thing. And Charisse, before we let you go, do you have any parting thoughts you want to leave with the folks here before we sign off with you?
Just keep fighting the fight, and don't give up, and don't get discouraged, because we can do it together. Like you said, Paul, we support each other, we can win. Back on track.
Charisse Parvis, we want to thank you so much for coming on the Conscience of Kansas radio program.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
You're very well. Bye-bye now.